I think the contents page works really well with the front cover because there's like a clear color scheme of like the red and orange, and also the brand, like the masthead, is consistent in both the front cover and also the contents page, so it ties it together really well in that aspect. And it's clearly a indie magazine from the indie issue, which is put on your contents page. And I can tell from your mise-en-scène, like the styling looks really edgy and cool, and that's what I associate with like indie music. I think your stars look cool, edgy, quite high in fashion. Yeah, overall, I just think they look really cool, like especially the hairstyle looks really like unique, and I really like that. And they also look really confident in their poses and their positions, especially with like Delaina holding the glasses. That I think that just looks really cool. The one cover line that really makes me want to read is probably the 10 easy festival hair looks and tips from cover star Ruby Fox with the like exclamative at the end. That is just like, I don't know, I like it because it's quite unconventional of a music magazine to have extra things in like this, and I just really like that. I don't think any area is distracting overall. I think it's really nicely spaced out with like a decent amount of information and like areas of space like to breathe and stuff. I really like that as well. I really, my favourite part is the fact that the contents is vertically done page. And yeah, I think that looks really, really cool. And it's unconventional, but it works really well with the layout of your contents page. Areas that I find conventional is probably the positioning of the photos, but yeah, it's just really nicely laid out because everything's vertical in regards of your contents title and your numbers. It works really well together. Yeah, overall, I really, really like how it works with your magazine as a whole. From like the colour scheme and your cover stars are carried on to the contents page and everything. I really like that. If I could give you any targets, it'd be that sometimes the writing on the contents page looks too like squished together. It's quite hard to read in some parts. And maybe the indie issue is a little bit too close to the photo of Delaina, and like your masthead is quite close to the end. It's cutting off like some of the fire, but overall I think it's really, really good, and I love the whole layout of it, and it works really well with your overall brand and magazine and genre.